I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, girl, Gayle King was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Says she's been getting a lot of calls about her R. Kelly interview that she did. In fact, she revealed something kind of cool. Somebody very famous called her to talk to her about it backstage while she was at The Late Show.
You had this amazing interview with R. Kelly.
Yes, can I just tell you what happened to me backstage?
Just
in
now?
The green room, Elton John called me. In the green room, I pick up the phone. He goes, Gayle, it's Elton here. I went, Elton John? Hi, Elton. He said, and he was calling to talk about the R. Kelly interview. I thought
wow.
That was so nice that he called.
That is so nice.
Yeah, just now.
She also talked about how she was able to keep her composure during the R. Kelly interview, even when he stood up and was, like, freaking out on top of her.
When I see Robert getting really upset and he stands out of his seat, my initial reaction is, oh, God, please don't leave. We've seen him storm out of interviews before. So I thought he was going to do that. And I was thinking, what can I do to save this interview? So I decided if I sit there quietly, make eye contact with him. You know what it's like when you're upset and somebody says, calm down. You go, I am calm. I figured that that would make it even worse. So I thought if I just sit there quietly, looking at him, he would know I'm not going anywhere and I'll just wait for you to finish whatever this is and then you'll sit back down in the seat.
Gayle's so right about that. Like with my wife and I tell her to calm down, does not work.
Never works.
Never.
Do not do that. The Jonas Brothers joined James Corden for the Late Late Show's Carpool Karaoke segment. The trio just released their much anticipated comeback single, Sucker, which all my friends are obsessed with. I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't like it.
I love it. Love, 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 love it. And the video is so dope.
Everyone is talking about it. It is a massive song. I'm sure that if we're not already, we will be very soon playing it on Radio Now.
I have a very hot take. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Kevin Jonas is now hot.
Wow. He was not before.
No, he was disgusting. Even when he had a TV show with his wife on E! Not cute. Kevin Jonas had a glow up. He is hot now.
Okay, so listen to this. They talked about all kinds of things. One of them being their early rise to fame on Disney Channel. They talked about what led to their breakup and what it was like being ridiculed for wearing purity rings when they were teenagers. Apparently, they had to go to therapy after the band broke up.
You know, we did some very necessary healing because you know when things ended it wasn't the best
forced therapy.
What does that entail?
We wrote down questions in a bowl and had to pick them out, like, why do you think the band ended? What do you think your role in
yes.
it was?
Yeah,
everyone just goes, well, why did the band end? I think it was Nick.
Yeah. I broke the band up, but I got them back together.
It's true. It was a full redemptive story.
They also talked about their purity rings that they used to wear.
Who took their ring off first? Kevin? No way, you dirty dog.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And then how do you break that to the rest of the band? Do you come in and say, guys, I am no longer pure?
No. It says Halo's gone.
Yeah.
There was no ceremony of not being pure.
A man who was previously arrested for stalking Taylor Swift was arrested for breaking into her Manhattan apartment this week. The alleged break-in occurred around 2 a.m. and no one was home at the time, thank goodness. He faces charges of stalking, burglary, illegal entry, criminal mischief, criminal contempt, and possession of burglary tools. The same guy was previously arrested in April of last year for breaking into her apartment, taking a shower, and then sleeping in her bed.
You can't let people like this out. Like, when they do, like, this is the second
right?
or third time, you can't. Like, you gotta find a way to put him away forever.
But doesn't that just make you really feel bad for her?
I do. I mean, I always give you crap just to make you mad. But yeah, I feel terrible for Taylor Swift or any artist which has this constant threat of a stalker. And it's not like they just want to say hi. Like, they don't know. They could kill them.
I would feel so violated and grossed out and scared. I just can't even imagine.
I mean, like, I want somebody to kind of stalk me, but not that severely. You know what I mean? Like, care about me a little.
Yeah,
but...
like, we want a little bit of attention, but, like, not that much. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, geez, back it up.
Democrats and Republicans, we're getting political on the show.
No, we can't get political. You know that.
Well, they found another thing to debate over, and this time it's Nickelback. While in a debate over the Democrats' H.R. 1 bill, which would overhaul voting, campaign finance, and ethics laws, the Democratic representative compared the want for the vote provision, which was 4,000 to 77,000, to the amount of people who say Nickelback is their favorite band.
77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. Nickelback's your favorite band. I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
Yeah, the Republican did not stand for that.
My colleague from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to offend the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans in his district in Wisconsin. I'll stand here to save you from doing that and have to face the political consequences at the ballot box. And yes, I actually do have a Nickelback song on my running playlist.
Oh, no.
That I listen to on a regular basis.
You know what? For the first time in my voting life, I'll be voting blue in 2020 if the Republican Party is advocating for butt rock. I'm just kidding. I would never vote blue.
Of course.
That's the garbage. Black chain with a bedroom in
it. Gonna join the Mile High Club. Come on, Chad Kroger. Sing it. Sing it. I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James. I expect you all to sing when the chorus comes in, too.
Nope. My ears are already bleeding. I'm gonna trade this life for
fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair. Here we go. Come on. Cause we all just wanna be
big rock stars. Living hilltop buses, driving 16 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. I'm leaving.
Oh, no, come back.